Hey everyone, welcome back to Jabba Speaks 98. This is your host Jabba. Welcome back to another Girl Talks. I'm here with Marcel. I haven't seen you in fucking how long?
I think it's been 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, but I think we'll try and reach out. We'll have a conversation on the phone here and there.
I mean, we always need to talk shit eventually. So,
yeah. And then literally every time we call, we are literally talking shit. So it's fun to do it in person now.
Well, what's the last you heard of, I was in a relationship still. I was with, Andrew, I think, at the time.
When we...
I was, balls deep in love.
Did the podcast? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when I first met you, you were with Andrew. And then, the last time I saw you, you were,
still with Andrew.
Hardcore. You guys were, thinking about buying a house or something.
Yeah, moving in together and stuff. Well, that didn't work out. Dude, the long distance was probably what killed it, to be honest. But I'm going to be honest. I wore the pants a lot in that relationship. And I carried a lot of the weight. I could tell.
I never, because all I saw was you guys on social media, or when he would come into town, you would take
freak
some
out
vacation off and have some fun together. But you were in love, you can just tell.
I was so in love. I said if I was gonna marry anybody, it was gonna be him.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That didn't happen.
It's so crazy how that shit can change.
And we broke up and we haven't spoke since the breakup.
Sharing secrets, fucking giving each other so much vulnerability and all
being available for each other, and building a whole relationship,
A whole
meeting each other's families,
lifestyle adjustments, and then boom.
It's been a year. Everything. It's been a year since the breakup.
And you've already had, three boyfriends?
Okay, two. But but still, my family still asks about him. They're when's the last time you talked to Andrew? I was since the breakup?
Yeah, I hate when families do that.
But 3 years?
Yeah.
Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
He's in family pictures. He's in family, wedding videos and stuff. They remember him. They ask questions about him.
I would cringe.
I still cringe. I cringe so hard.
Ugh. And then, you haven't tried to reach out. You don't care.
I don't want to reach out because I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to fall back into the same patterns.
Do you have feelings for him still?
I don't think I have feelings for him anymore just because I don't know who he is anymore right now. But I feel it would rush all back if he was still the same person. If he was still...
Yeah.
At least the person that I thought. Yeah, exactly. But I think it's better that we don't talk.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, that's what the ex is for. I mean, Taylor Swift said it right.
Taylor Swift.
You don't fucking go back to these hoes. I mean, unless it's really meant to be. You guys can meet fucking in 5 years and just...
I think I'm just gonna, get an arranged marriage. I've been talking about this for, a month. An arranged marriage. Because I'm so done with all the dating. It's so annoying. I was just seeing somebody. I just stopped seeing somebody. We were seeing each other for 6 months. Never had sex. Once.
And he lived here too?
He lived here. He lived here. We were seeing each other twice a week. I would sleep over. We never had sex.
Red flags. What were you just blindfolded?
Well, I brought it up. I brought it up to when it was 2 months, I was okay, what's going on? And I was hey, what are your thoughts on sex? And he made up some bullshit story now that I think is bullshit. He's my ex and me started off of sex and the relationship is only based off of sex and that's not how I want this to entirely go. I'm sorry. I want to get laid. I'm a slut. Exactly. I want to be in a relationship and have all that, but... if we're around each other, we should probably fuck.
Yeah. I mean, that's why me and Nicholas are in an open relationship because, we're just two sluts.
Did you guys initially want an open relationship?
So, when I was with my ex, I've always been open to it because But I always want to make sure I respect my partner. But I've always been open to it because, like, there's so many men in this
monogamy isn't realistic.
It's not. It is not. It is so frustrating how this world just makes marriage and monogamy like a fucking thing when there are so many people in this world. There's so much sexual energy. Like, it's crazy.
And you can still be committed to your partner.
Of course.
It doesn't change anything, I think.
It's so weird. Like, there's so many, like, sexy, like how do you just, like, pass up on opportunities like that to have that, like, it's a sexual... That,
I mean, life is full of experiences. All life is experiences.
100%. And so, that's what, like, going back to you and this guy and, like, not being able to have sex, it's like, if that was the case, like, were you not looking for, were you, like, being faithful and, like, oh, let me not go, like, find some other dick on Tinder because I'm horny?
I really wasn't. I really wasn't faithful because we were just seeing each other.
Oh, you weren't?
Okay. Yeah, like, we weren't seeing each other. We were seeing each other, but we weren't official. So I was, like, fair game. I saw he was still on Tinder. I was on Tinder still, so... I was out dating, meeting new people.
Oh, okay.
Still getting...
So you weren't just, like, sitting in your bed, like...
Oh, right, no. Like, a celibate fucking for me. Fucking 6 months? No.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God. Celibate for 6 months. I haven't done that since, like, high school.
Can you imagine?
I really couldn't.
There's not enough porn in the world. Do you watch porn?
I love porn. Oh, I watch porn every night.
I don't know, something about females, like, I just can't picture females, like, just being like, let me fucking, because, like, guys just, you know, like, wank it off, right, and call it a day, but, like, I don't know where, how it works with girls, because, well, I know, like, girls ejaculate.
Yeah, but it's not, like, cool, dirty DJ your hand, but, like, I have, like, electric friends, like,
okay.
Yeah, because, like, the sex, now that I've, like, learned how to self-pleasure,
cool.
Sex doesn't excite me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like, nobody can do me like me.
I mean, you said you're bisexual, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I know, like, the whole thing with, like, females knowing female bodies and, like, males, like, there's, like, the stereotype of, like, a man can never know a woman's body like a woman knows it.
I don't think that's... That's not...
No, I don't agree with it, but yeah. I've just heard that, like, rumor for sure. And, like,
I mean, yeah.
I'm curious. I'm just curious from, like, your point of view of, like, a female compared to a male. Like, obviously, a dick is fucking great.
I love dick. I love, like, dick.
I know a woman could, like...
That's how I know sexuality is not a choice. Because if it was for me, I would have been a lesbian. Like,
really?
I swear to God. That's fair. But I just still crave dick. Like...
That's fair.
Like a man. So that's how I know sexuality is not a choice.
Yeah.
It's really not.
No.
Like, you think I want to be fucking these ugly guys?
I want to be fucking...
You want to be mistreated like this? And, like, you know what? It's not an excuse because you have a phone. I have a phone. We look up online how to do things. You could learn to give good head. You could learn how to fuck a girl. But you don't. You use
you
it.
Choose.
Yeah, you... You're only thinking about yourself during that interaction, during that sex.
Oh, that's so real.
And sex with girls lasts like 2-3 hours.
Exactly.
Because it's just like orgasm after orgasm, and just having fun.
And they guys, know, they know how to, it's like mechanics. They know what to do, where to go. They know how to pleasure themselves as a female. So, like, you know, they'll know where to go with other males. Like, that's why I think, like, gays are, like, really, like, the... You know, that's why gays are such fucking sex fiends, because we are so sexual, and, like, male on male is just like that, just fucking strong energy. They know what they like, they know what they don't. Anal, like, have you heard that anal's like the fucking G-spot for men?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Even straight men, like,
exactly.
Like, I've given head before and popped a thumb up there,
exactly.
It was done. Like, and they were like, it was the best head I've ever had. But would they ever tell their friends about that?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, like, my brothers are, like, the most hetero men in the entire world. And I swear they fucking had a finger up their hole or something.
I swear.
I swear. I would ask them, but they're obviously probably going to deny it.
No, no. But yeah.
They would probably absolutely deny it. But I definitely think that they've had a finger or two up there by a girl.
I think everyone's gay.
Yeah. I think just, like, gay, straight, all that fucking shit. I don't even know, like, why
I don't think there's a real
a
label. Like,
it sucks.
I'm now recently I've been identifying more with Pan, because I don't see anybody anymore. I just see the person, and if I'm attracted to you and stuff, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with the whole Pan thing, and I think Pan is like what this is. Like, I think everyone is pansexual to begin with, and then, you know, you start growing, and like your brain starts developing, and you start to like break it down a little bit more. But then fucking people get into your head about things, and then religion, and
you
want to
fit in,
your
community,
yeah. And that's when like it starts to like
change your perspective,
yeah. And it starts to diverse into different categories. When it's like, no, just like what you like, love what you love. It's so frustrating.
It's so constricting too, like, yeah. Especially in family events, or like not events, but like situations when you're trying to get not misunderstood, but understood by them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Like, my mom would be like, what, you eat coochie? You lesbian, like, get out of my house. You lesbian, get out of my house.
Even just like the word lesbianness is so cringe to me sometimes. I'm like, why are we all these
labels. Mm-hmm.
So what's up? What's been going on?
Lately, just on my whole shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you break up with the first boyfriend after Andrew?
Which one?
The one that wasn't having sex with you.
Well, that's recently. We ghosted each other.
Oh, okay.
Like, we... like, I had, like, spent the night, and then I left his place to go to work, and I literally texted him, how's your day been? And he never replied, and it's been, like, 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay.
So we're just not talking anymore.
That's fine.
And it's fine by me.
Yeah, it's fucking fine.
Yeah.
Who cares? And then the other guy?
Which guy?
I think you were talking to someone...
Frosty, the drummer?
Well, the guy that bought you this. Or was this the same
guy? This was the guy that wasn't fucking me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He bought you this?
Yes.
Good for you.
I think he just wasn't into me and he didn't know how to tell me.
Yeah, but why even, like, what was the purpose?
My point exactly. I'm like, why are we always hanging out? Like, why are you asking to see me?
Were you, like, smoking him out a lot or
no,
something?
He
like,
doesn't even smoke. No. What? Exactly. Like, I don't understand where he was coming from.
And poor guy was just lonely and
see, like, that's what made me want to believe him, that he just wanted to get to know each other more or whatever the fuck.
Because he wasn't using you for
anything.
Maybe
he was gay.
Was he cute? Hit me.
He was so cute.
Slide him my number. No,
he had, like, I have a thing for long hair now. Ooh. Like, he had long hair. He was tall.
Hispanic?
He worked with...
I know you like those white boys.
No, he's from Chicago.
White.
He's half Italian and, like, half German or something.
White.
Yeah. No, he's definitely white. He's definitely white. He went to Italy for, like, a week. He's definitely white. He went to Italy with his family. I definitely like him Caucasian. What is it with me and the white man? Constantly make fun of the white man, and then I
girl,
suck his dick.
I'm on the same boat. I don't know what it is. It's so frustrating.
Well, before this guy that wasn't fucking me, I was dating a black man, but he was white.
Oh, whitewashed?
No, he was black, but he was albino.
Wow.
So he had a huge white afro, like these light gray eyes. He's really handsome.
That's cute. Yeah.
I just fucked him like 2 weeks ago. Well, I mean, a week ago.
Good.
He was here in Vegas. He's not from here. He's from Sacramento. That's why that didn't work out.
Okay. You're like, fuck that long distance.
Fuck that. I'm never doing that again.
Lesson learned. Good for you.
Exactly. But he's super cool. Just the whole long distance. But he was hot. He is still hot. I love him.
Yeah,
I have a lot of love for him.
Love a good albino.
He's a nice guy. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's a drummer. He's on his shit, really. What about you before Nick?
So I was dating that fucking psychopath. I mean, I don't want to get too deep. I don't want to, like, trash talk, even though we're here to trash talk, but...
Well, I don't post this for, like, 2 months from now.
I just, like, didn't work. I really, like... We were both, like, working in the same industry, mm-hmm. and,
what are you doing now, by the way?
I'm one of the, hotel operation managers for one of the hotels in the Strip.
Which one? Actually, we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Oh, wow! Manager. You should be my manager.
It was so, I've been, like, our last podcast, we were talking about like what I wanted to do and like what my goals were and blah blah blah, and like now I'm like where I am, like where I wanted to be.
These are all the goals you reached, all your goals.
Not you all
shouldn't
of them.
I know, but like you shouldn't be beating yourself up because we were in the car talking and you were like talking about your midlife crisis.
Yeah, I mean I feel like it's just like something that happens. You hit 25 and you're like, oh my god, I'm not a millionaire, what? You know, like I think that's just a thing that happens when you hit this age. You're just like, how am I not fucking, how do I not own my own home at this age? Like at 25
in this
just,
economy, you exactly, think you're gonna own
exactly, it's
you just have like, to be realistic about things
exactly. And it's, I think it's just something that, again, like even with like being like labeling yourself gay, straight, whatever, it's just like something at the age of 25 you assume that like, oh, I'm an adult now and these are the expectations of a 25 year old in this world that people expect of you.
People having kids, married.
Yeah, like have like, yeah, on or at least on the urge, like you're in a relationship and you're on the urge of getting married and having a child, blah, blah, blah.
You know, crazy.
Have a child by 30 and blah, blah, blah.
Do you want kids?
Oh, absolutely.
You can have all of mine. If I have any, I'll just come pick them up.
Yeah, no, I definitely want kids. Like, I always fuck around with Nicholas and tell him, like, that I want children. He wants children, too, but we've definitely both have agreed that we don't want them to be, like, struggling, and we don't want to be struggling to, like, have this child survive. So we definitely want to be both in a good place, and, like, there's no rush to it, but as long as we're on the same page that we do want to, you know.
How long have you guys been together recently?
It's going to be fucking 2 years in October.
2 years? That flies so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. It's been nice too. Like, it was a rough first year. Not like relationship wise. Like personally. Because I was living with my ex. And then I was like living with him. But my name wasn't on the lease. So like at the time he like kicked me out of his place. And so I was like homeless for like 2 months.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was wild. It was
where were you
wild.
Staying?
So I was homeless for 2 months. Luckily my
sorry, we were interrupted.
Yeah, so I had an aunt that lived like far deep in fucking Summerlin, like literally by the mountains. And my mom was like, kept telling me like, move in with her, just stay with her. And I'm like, no, cause like.
Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable. Like as an adult, you want to still have your freedom.
I did not want
to
do that.
Things.
And like, I just like her and my mom were besties.
Oh
and,
no,
like,
she's going to tell her everything.
She did. So I was like, no, I don't want to move in with her because I know like, I'm not going to be able to fucking go out and come
have
home.
Have privacy
at, like,
even.
No, I can't come home at 2 a.m. without her fucking telling you that I'm coming home at 2 a.m. I'm like, I don't want this shit to be like fucking Gossip Girl. But I mean, again, I had no choice. Lexi went to Texas and I was like, well, I need somewhere to go. So fucking whatever. I moved in with her. And it was cool. But at the same time, like I met Nikki like while I was staying with Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hitting it off. Everything was going really well. And we took like a trip because we did like a crash course first date.
What so, do you mean? What did you do?
So our first date, we drove to Utah. Yeah,
this is the first time you guys are meeting each other.
So we first met a year before that. He was bartending at Charlie's, one of the gay bars out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Charlie's on my birthday that one night with Michaela. You know Michaela, right?
Yeah. From Starbucks.
Yeah, it's from Starbucks. And me and Michaela went to Charlie's for my birthday, for like my 24th birthday, or 23rd birthday. And he was the bartender there, and we were like hella flirting.
Oh.
And he kept giving me like free drinks, and it was like a really cute moment, and I got super fucked up. And he gave me his number, we exchanged numbers, and I was drunk obviously, so nothing came about it.
Right.
So we met, we exchanged numbers and blah blah blah, but then nothing happened.
You never hit him up
that year.
Or he didn't hit you up or
I hit him up, but I think that like I don't think he was like, because I was drunk, so obviously, you know,
oh, he wasn't those, like serious, you think?
Yeah, those drunken nights where you meet people and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
that kind of thing. And we never did anything. And then I met my ex, and we dated, and we moved in together, and blah, 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 blah. And then I met Nick again. And I guess it was, like, meant to be because, we rekindled. And, like, we joked about that night of my birthday. And then, and then we had, like, a first date. We decided to, like, literally just, like, completely stop everything to get to know each other because we just felt like a really strong connection.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we drove to...
I want that. The fuck?
Yeah, it was really cute. We drove to Utah, and we started driving. On the drive there, we just started, like, playing, like, 100 questions, you know, how you just go back and forth trying to get to know, like, which favorite color and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We did that on the drive there, and it was really cool. Like, we really got to know each other during that time, and then we got to the hotel.
It's so scary. I want to do that, but I don't.
Want to do that as of, like, going with someone you just met, or want to do that...
Be vulnerable to somebody.
Being
vulnerable to somebody. I don't want to do that.
And with that, like, it wasn't too deep, It was really just like he knew what I was going through as of like with the whole ex thing and like
moving out.
Yeah, and he had his own struggles that like, you know, I'm not gonna push it out.
Like everyone else does, you know.
So we're just asking like general questions, just like getting to know each other on a friend basis, not really like going too deep on like, oh, you know, what's your deepest, darkest secret kind of shit. we got to Utah, and then we, like, got to the hotel room, had great sex, in the room, and then we chilled that night, got, like, fucking smoked our fucking lives away, because it was Utah, so we had to make sure we had our own weed.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then the next day we went to, Zion, and just had a
like
really...
Like, on a hike?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Super long hike.
I think that's why the guy that I was last seeing broke up with me, because I did not want to go on a hike. And he was like a hiking dude. Like,
oh no.
Like he was like outside man. Like,
and you see, that's another thing. Like you really gotta step out of your boundaries sometimes.
And I was this close, Marcel. I even bought workout clothes to go on this hike. And he doesn't even know that. He doesn't even know that.
Wait, so what happened?
Why didn't I what?
Choose to go on the hike? Or did he bail or?
Like he would, well, okay, so when we first met, he told me he was, like, a hiking person and stuff. And I told him, like, you would hate me on a hike. Like, I'm gonna bitch the whole time.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and...
I probably shut him off.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to go. Like, blah, blah, blah. Months go by, he still mentions it here and there. And then I'm starting to like him, and I'm like, you know what? I'll do it for him. And I bought workout clothes, but I never told him. And I was waiting for him to ask again, and then I would be like, yes.
But now... You can't wait for him to ask again when you fucking literally told him that you will not do it.
I know. But he still would ask.
Oh, he did?
He would still ask, and then, like, I never got to say yes.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
But, yeah, we went on a super long hike at Zion, and really got to know each other more. So, like, mind you, this is the second day of us, like, isolated together. And so, like...
So you spent, like, 3 days together? Alone?
Yeah, it was about 3 days, yeah. Because we drove there Friday, stayed in Friday night, hiked all Saturday, and then, after we came back, we took a nap, and then we went to, like, some restaurant out there.
It's like a long-ass first date.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying. It was really nice. It was really different. It was really different. That's why, I think that's why we are still together, because we really, like, we did it differently compared to, like, you know, fucking...
Going on a regular date.
Yeah, or, like, meeting on Grindr and fucking, and then, like, oh, well, hopefully we see each other again kind of thing. But yeah, so then we fucking go to take a nap, and then we go to dinner, and like, mind you, we're just getting to know each other. Like, it's just getting more and more legit. And then,
what initially attracted you to him?
Well, first of all, he was very attractive, like, just in general. What initially attracted me to him is just that, like...
Like, emotionally, there you go, emotionally attracted to him.
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, even now, like, he's just such a sweetheart. Like, he takes fucking care of me like no other. Like, it's insane. And even, like back then, he was just, like, just so fucking caring. And, like, I just felt so wanted and oh God, I hate.
Aww, that's so sweet. I'm yeah. glad you found somebody yeah, like that, though.
Yeah.
Love is dead in my head. So I'm glad you have it.
And then, like, so mind you, like, we're in Utah, so fucking white people central, fucking Mormon central.
You're fucking literal.
We're this, like, biracial gay couple walking around Utah.
Yeah, but literally, that's your neighborhood. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And you live in suburbia.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it was, so the only reason we moved on this over here is mm-hmm. because his mom lives in this area too. So
yeah, stay close to family.
We wanted to make sure that we were close and we didn't have to like drive fucking 45 minutes to go visit and stuff. So that was the main reason.
What happened to Grip?
And it was worth it though too. What happened?
I haven't heard about Grip in so long.
So... what happened with Grip was that during quarantine, me and my ex started a business for meal prepping.
Oh, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's just use the name Grip. Like, let's just use the name Grip because it's already an established business.
Yeah.
And it's already up and coming. So it was fitness apparel. So it'll kind of match the business. Like,
healthy meal
prepping,
food.
Yeah, meal prepping and fucking fitness apparel. Mm-hmm. So it kind of worked. And so we were like, it was like my idea, which I fucking fucked up on that end. And so we did it that way. And then like we got everything like legit. Like we used LegalZoom, which basically is a website that you can officially, like, you know, trademark your name and all that
you
stuff.
You put his name on the trademark.
Yeah, so we put it as a partnership and put.
Oh my god!
So we did all that.
So he has legal rights over it.
No, he has. So the meal prep business was called Grip Good Meals, like that was the entire name.
Okay.
And it's under food and beverage industry or whatever, like how it's categorized by business. So not really. He didn't really take the name, but we just like reconverted it, and yeah, we put both of our names on that one. And like after that, after like the whole fucking dramatic fucking breakup,
what was it over?
I was.
If you don't mind me asking.
I mean,
you don't have to tell me.
No.
You're like, I'm ready to talk about it.
I just wasn't literally. I just wasn't happy in the relationship anymore, and like he was like. Probably,
you weren't happy anymore? How come?
The age difference was a big deal because he felt like he could control me, and I've never been one to...
He could control you?
Yeah. Like, he really...
He was older than you?
Uh-huh. I was 24, and he was, like, 34. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And, he just felt like he could control me, and, like, I literally moved out of my mom's house at 19, so I was like,
"Yeah, no, babe.
No, I'm good. You know, I don't need that fucking parental shit." So, I just started, it was fine in the beginning. You know, I was like, "Oh, sweet," like, you know, he's just being, you know, that kind of boyfriend. But, it just didn't work for me anymore.
No,
I was just like, I can't.
You
do
weren't
this.
Happy anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I can't, I couldn't. I lost a lot of friends because a lot of my friends noticed it and they weren't, and I was just like oblivious to it.
And you would like fight them about it?
No. I wouldn't fight them about it. I was just like, I don't want.
But it would would it create like a division?
Yeah, like I lost a lot of friends in the relationship because they didn't like him and I didn't notice the fucking problems that they constantly were throwing in my face. And I was like, you know what? I need to fucking take a chance on this relationship, you know. I was all like, yo, friends come and go. I need a fucking, you know, like, I'm happy and I'm
alive.
And
I need an everyday person, I guess. Huh? Like, you needed, like, a...
Yeah, exactly. End of day, exactly. So, it's like, I need to make sure, like, I'm coming home to a happy house. blah, 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 blah. So then I started, like, you know, trickling down on friends, started losing my friends, and then at the end of the day, it was just me and him, because I fucking had no one else to fucking go to.
This narcissist.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, yeah, that happened, and then it was just me and him, and then, like, I just, once it was just me and him, I just started noticing a lot more things, and, you know, like, he wanted to get married, and, like, all this Ooh. Stuff, and, like, it was, like, I did, too, at a point, but the way, like, he was presenting
Behaving.
It, yeah, the way he was behaving about it and, like, presenting what marriage with him could be like, I just wasn't picturing it. So I was like, oh my god. And I was, like, living with him at the time, so I was like, oh my god, I don't know how to get out of this smoothly. Like, do I just pack up and go?
And,
like,
it didn't go smoothly.
No. So, like, I attempted to break up with him, and he literally,
like, attempted, like, to break up with him?
Literally. I attempted, and he was like, no, you're not doing that. Like, we're not breaking up. And I'm like,
he said that?
Yeah. Like, he did not want to break up, and I was like,
he said, no, we're not breaking up.
Yeah, he was not having that. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, let's just give it a week, and, you know, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it in a week or whatever. And I'm like,
talk about it in a week?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
This isn't like an email, like, from work.
Yeah, it's like, I'll change. Like, let's give it a couple of weeks, and let's see how you feel. Like, I'll try and change. And I was like, okay.
I'll try and change.
Yeah, I was like,
What did he want to do to change?
Well, like, I was just bringing up things that, you know, like, him being too controlling, like, him not letting me, like, go see a friend.
He wouldn't let you see a friend?
Yeah, like, I couldn't, like, just go hang out with a friend. And, like, okay, so, true tea, when we first started dating, like, it was probably, like, a month of us dating.
Wait, hold on.
I fucked a guy.
Why didn't you, like, just leave when he would be like, no, you can't hang out with so-and-so?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's what it all built up.
Was he hot? Let's be real.
No.
No?
You don't remember him?
No.
Anyways.
Did he have, like, good dick? Like, what was it that, like... Because, like, you don't just stay home.
What was it? I mean, it was really, like, true. It was... No, you know what it was? Is that what? we built a home together. Like, we, you know, like, we bought, like, furniture, and we fucking...
Was it the first time you doing that as well?
Yeah.
Like, building a home with someone?
Yeah, so we, like, built a home together, and we bought furniture, and, like, we really, like, established this relationship, and I was like, oh my god.
It's hard to just leave it.
Yeah, I was like, is this worth leaving all of what we built? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I can see where you're coming from now, then. Like, you're, like, friend or home life?
Yeah.
And, like, my home life's more important,
and,
I guess.
And, like, we did have, like, the same goals, too. Like, we both worked in the same industry, and we had, like, similar goals and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, none of that shit fucking matters if you're not, like, truly happy.
Yeah.
Where was I? So, yeah, he was like, give it a week or whatever. And I was like, okay. And I fucking allowed it. And then during that period, because, like, obviously now he knows that I want to break up. So during that period of time, it just got weirder and weirder. So then that week passed, and I was like, truly, I cannot do this anymore. Like, I need to, like, break up, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, we both came to an understanding, and then I told him, he told me that we'd be out in a, he told me to be out in a month. He was like, oh, you have a month to figure out what you want to do. And I'm like, oh, that's really sweet of you. Like, that was nice of him.
Okay.
So, whatever, during this, like, 1 month that I'm there, but we're, like, not a couple anymore, per se, he started, like, if I, because then I was like, oh, okay, cool, I can do whatever the fuck I want now. So, I'll start leaving, to, like, go what the fuck ever, just to do shit that I never haven't been able to do in a while.
Yeah. And when you were leaving the house,
he'll, like, check my location, and he'll call me and be like,
what,
oh,
the
when
you
coming
didn't
home?
Turn off your location when you broke,
like,
up,
or it was a weird time draw.
Okay.
And he'll be like, oh, what do you want for dinner? He'll call me, like, randomly and be like, what do you want for dinner? And I'm like,
when you're, like, trying to fuck.
I'm like, oh.
And you would still probably give him your dinner order.
I know. Well, like, I would answer the phone and be like, I don't care. whatever, do what you want, like, just get whatever.
Yeah.
Just so I'm not, like, I don't want to be rude, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I would answer his calls and stuff and, like, be respectful, but it would just still be like, yo, bro, there's no reason for you to be doing this anymore. Like, you know, just do your own thing. Like, I appreciate you letting me stay here. So. Fast forward. back to, like, being in an open relationship. He thought, like, having some sort of threesome would, like, rekindle our relationship.
Oh, yeah? That's what it would do?
So he invited someone over and told me, like, hey, this guy's coming over. He was like, hey, this guy's coming over later tonight, blah, blah, blah. Let's have some fun, whatever. So we do that. No. So I'm, like, at brunch with one of my girlfriends that I hadn't seen forever, and we're, like, having drinks and stuff. I was like, ooh, a little threesome? That sounds fun.
Yeah.
So, like, I go home to it, and, like, you know, I get home and, like, whatever, and then the guy comes over and, like, we're all, like, having fun or whatever, and then, like, me and the guy that was there,
put in the shade,
me and the guy that was there kind of, like,
oh, you had better chemistry with the guy.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And it was very awkward. It was very awkward because then he, like, got out of the bed and was, like, over it.
Oh my god, he was so dramatic.
Yeah,
he was, like, butt ass naked, like,
he was mad. So then he asked the guy to leave, and the guy obviously, like, kind of noticed too. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is too much. Like, why would you invite me over for this? Like, I gotta stay at my fucking friend's house. So then me and the guy exchanged numbers.
Wait, okay, when was okay, so, like, what was happening during that, like, he noticed, like, like,
I'm not answering that.
Oh, too good. Oh my god,
we'll talk about that later.
And then the guy just, like, got up and left.
Well, he asked him to leave. Yeah,
he's like, can you please leave?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was it was just wild, the last couple of days with that relationship.
Oh my god.
So then I was, like, super annoyed because I was like, oh my god, I rushed home for this. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But then me and that guy exchanged numbers. And then I wasn't staying there that night.
Yeah.
So I left and I booked a room at a Hilton or whatever for the night because I was like, I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
So I leave. I hit up the guy. I'm like, hey, come through to my hotel if you're still down.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Love that.
And.
What? What?
So I left my laptop at the house.
Oh my god.
And he looked at my laptop and looked at my emails and found what hotel I booked.
Oh my god.
Came to the hotel.
Dude.
Asking the front desk for me. He was like, if you don't come downstairs right now, I'm throwing all of your shit over the balcony.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, oh my god, what is going on? So,
and you, wait, was this when dude was already in your room?
No, he wasn't there yet.
Oh, he wasn't there yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank god, I told him not to come anymore.
Okay. Oh my gosh. And then what happened when you got downstairs?
So I got downstairs and he's like, this is ridiculous. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I'm like, dude, go home. I'm like, why are you here? And then he follows me up to the room.
Oh my god.
And he's all like, I'm not leaving. And, like, sitting on the bed, and, like, I had to, like, literally, like, throw him out of the room. Yeah, it was wild. It was wild. We're obviously all drunk.
Yeah. So, you were drunk by this point?
Bitch, we were all fucked up.
He was fucked up too?
Yeah, because we were, like, drinking when we were at the house originally.
Yeah.
We were having a couple of drinks and having fun. And then he, so I threw him out of the hotel.
I can't believe he showed up to the hotel. Like, you're crazy, bitch.
Showed up to the hotel. And then he's like, once I threw him out, he called me.
I can't stop, like, I'm sorry, envisioning him, like, on the bed with his arms crossed.
And so he calls me and it's like, you better come home right now and fucking get your shit. And I'm like, okay, perfect.
I thought I had a month, bitch.
No, I was happy. I was like,
oh yeah,
oh yes.
Oh my god.
I mean,
okay.
Like, either way, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, my friend Lexi.
Lexi, yeah.
Yeah. I knew I had. I could go.
Yeah.
I knew I had somewhere to go. So I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. So I'm like, all right. And, but mind you, it's like 2 a.m.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, get your shit. And I'm like, okay, cool, perfect. And I've been fucking waiting for this.
Yeah.
So I call Lexi. I'm like, Lexi, it's official, girl.
This like, time has come.
Like, get the blow a bit ready.
Oh, I love Lexi. How is she?
She's so good.
Yeah, I'm glad.
She might be moving back here, actually, because
where'd she leave? I didn't even know she left.
She lives in Texas now.
What? What's she doing in Texas?
Just want to change. COVID kind of was like, actually, it was really good for her. She paid off all her debt with all that fucking stimulus check.
Oh,
so
nice.
It was really good for her, and then she just decided she wanted to try something new, and she's killing it out there. But all of her family's out here, and
she probably misses it.
Yeah, kind of built a thing. Built.
I hope she does come back.
So I get in the car and I'm like heading home. I had to fuck. I'm my dumbass. I shouldn't have checked out of the room, but I checked
you
out.
You did?
Yeah, I fucked up on that end. But anyways, so I check out of the room and then I go home and I get to the gate.
This front
right?
desk probably was like, oh my God.
They were loving it. They were probably bored as fuck.
Where did you say like a home was or what? Like a.
It was that.
Like a double tree?
It was the Hilton Garden Inn across from In-N-Out.
Oh my God, this front desk has never.
Yeah, they were living. It was obviously like dead quiet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fucking Garden Inn.
So I get to the gate of the like condo.
Yeah.
Whatever, and like they told me that I've been 86 from property. When I got to the gate. So he makes me rush home, and I guess he tells the gate before I get there to not let me in, because my name wasn't on the lease, so he had the right to do that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm like, guys, because I knew the guys at the gate.
Yeah, I'd be like, I literally live here.
No, they knew me. We were tapping.
Oh
we were
my God.
I was like, yo, like, whatever his name was. I was like, yo, like, I live here, like, can I go? And he was like, well, you've been 86 and your name's on the lease, so I can't do anything. I'm like,
dude.
Okay. And then, like, I was like, dude, he literally just told me to come back. So whatever, I call him, and I'm like, why would you 86 me? You literally just told me to come. And then he's just like, drunk as fuck, talking shit, like, fuck you, da da da. I'm like, what is going on? Why did I fucking leave the hotel room?
Where did you do after that? Where did you stay?
So I parked up front of the condo, and I kept calling him, like,
yeah,
hey,
like, dude, let me in.
Let me come get my shit. And so, like, he never let me in.
And this is, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Like, by now.
Drunk
like,
as fuck.
4 a.m., yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, now, I'm, like...
Even 86. Wow.
Now, I'm, like, oh, my God, what do I do? So, I go...
You're really freaking out.
I worked at 6 a.m. And so, I was, like, fuck it. I'm just go to work. I'm going to just fucking sit in my car, and I'm going to just go to work.
Yeah, it's not a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah, so I go to work. And then I get off early because I was just, like, not focused at all.
Yeah.
And then I get off early and then I come back and I go to Lexi's house and I'm like, this is what happened. Blah, 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 girl. Blah. We're just, like, you know, talking shit, whatever. And then I'm like, I kept calling him, like, hey, can I get myself? And he finally...
He's like, no.
He finally answers and says to come... He's like, come get your shit, whatever. And I'm like, okay. So I fucking storm over... Fucking just grab like fucking 3 big fucking black trash bags.
You just start
like,
taking just shit.
Throwing my shit in there. And he's all like, obviously he's sober now because he fucking slept like a baby.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch ass.
You slept in the car. Mimi's great.
Literally. So, I'm like storming around the fucking house, like just grabbing anything that I know is mine. So like, I'm so sorry, like, just slow down, like, let's talk.
Bitch.
And that shit really pissed me off,
too. Oh, my God.
Like, the mind fuck.
Especially with the, like, with everything that happened last night, you literally 86'd me after telling me to come here, and I had nowhere to sleep.
So, I get all my shit, and then he's like, let's talk. I'm like, fuck you, I don't want to talk. Like,
yeah, like, pissed. What the fuck?
Shit. Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
So I grabbed all my shit and then I left. And then he like follows me downstairs. And like I had like a bag with like my phone and like something else at, like by the like apartment doors.
Yeah.
And I come back to grab my last bag to put it in the car and my fucking phone is gone.
Your phone is gone.
Yeah. And then he pulls out. And then I'm like, oh, he has my fucking phone. And like he's pulling out. Like he's about to leave. pulling out with his car and like trying to head out of the complex. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then Lexi, like, thank God, she's like turning the corner because she came to help. Mm-hmm. She turned the corner and like, I was like, Lexi, stop him, stop him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then like Lexi like,
pulls like in front of her car in front.
Yeah, like stops his car and then I fucking run over there and I'm like, give me my phone, give me my phone. He's like, I don't have it, I don't have it.
Lexi, call it.
I'm like, get your phone. This is fucking crazy.
Oh my
fucking
God.
Psycho.
Yeah.
It was so wild. And so he opens the door and like my phone fucking falls out of the sky. And I'm like,
I don't have your phone though.
Yeah. So then I was like, I fucking slammed the door. I'm like, you fucking idiot. And then I leave.
Oh yeah. My God, messy.
Yeah, it was wild. And then that was like, we didn't talk for a minute, but then like obviously like after like a month, I think I called him and like, obviously like with the whole business thing and stuff, there was stuff that needed to be like talked about. Cause I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna do this fucking petty fucking not talk to each other for the rest of our lives type shit. Like there is shit that needs to be said.
Or maybe you could like change the name.
No, he doesn't have Grip. Like Grip is, he has like Grip Good Meal. So it's a completely different name.
Right. But instead of like Grip Good Meals, it could be like Grip Meals.
I don't want the food.
You don't want the food thing anymore? No. Okay.
I just did that because we were in quarantine and like we were both like just collecting stimulus checks. Mm-hmm. And we just needed a way to make money and he liked to cook and I liked the business side of it and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I've never wanted the food prep. I don't like cooking like that.
Oh, so you can't keep that. Even though he can't use it.
Yeah, I was like, you can have it. I don't care. Take my name off of it. Right. Along with it. And then after that, that's why, so basically to loop around, that's what happened with like Grip in general. So I just didn't really want to mix. I didn't want to hear the name for a minute and I didn't want to like work on it at all.
Because yeah.
It was just like, I didn't want people getting confused with Grip Good Meals and Grip. And I just didn't want the names to be like mentioned to me. And it was just a mess.
So what about now? What is Grip?
So now, I mean, I'm just trying, I mean, like, right, I mean, what I could do is, like, truly invest in it, and, like, you know, the profits will come, because I know that it could be successful.
Well, what do you want?
I want to fucking get out of debt. That's what I want. Like, that's my fucking main life goal right now. Like, credit cards, I fucking despise them.
Well, what's the one thing that can resolve that? Like revenue, you know, and we have exactly. to you have to create it.
Exactly. Oh. So the only thing, like, I think like it's not even that much to get like a startup, like, you know, 200 shirts. Mm-hmm. 200 shirts of a variety of colors. It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of like me putting in the full effort to, you know,
market.
Yeah, get the brand going, revamp it. And obviously, I don't want to do the same. I don't want to just jump back into where I was. I definitely want to elevate it times 10.
Would you add, like, different merchandise and stuff?
No, because I did, like, the simplicity of it all. Mm-hmm. So, even if I wanted to expand it, I don't want to do it until, you know, I can brand.
You should market on TikTok.
That's what Nicholas always tells me, too.
TikTok is awesome. I literally have a video of me just crying my eyes out and it has a million views. I was like having a full-blown panic attack and I just turned on the camera and I was talking about Moldavite, like at the time, like, you know, Moldavite? So Moldavite's not a crystal, it's a stone, but it was made, you can only find it in the Czech Republic because it was an asteroid that hit the Earth. Mm-hmm. And it like eventually crystallized to this like green looking thing. And it has a lot of really cool intentions because it eliminates everything in your life that no longer serves you.
Okay.
So it can be really hard on your emotions.
Ooh.
Because you can get really attached to certain things that are toxic that you've just justified for so long.
Ooh.
You know?
Come on, Moldavite.
Yeah. And it just presses forward on all your manifestations. So it's like, it's a scary stone. Yeah. And it caused my breakup, I think, too, with Andrew.
Which is a good thing.
Yes. I mean, I grew way more as a person, I think.
Yeah.
After that breakup. But it was so emotionally hard. So when I was on that video, I was like, bitch. And I was crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, if you think twice if you want to get Moldavite, because this has like rocked my shit, and I was like in tears.
Oh,
like,
did you buy it like a crystal shop?
I bought it off Etsy, but you have to like verify them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Sell like fakes all the time. Like a little piece like that was like a quarter size, and it was $98.
Okay. Cute. Yeah, there's a crystal shop across the street over there.
Should go sometime.
Yeah, we can go after the pool.
Oh yeah, we should go to the pool soon because it's hot.
Bitch, I'm ready to jump in the water.
You look so glistening with all that sweat.
Stupid.
It's like, are you a vampire?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. COVID shit. At the peak.
Yeah. Well, I think we should end out because it's been a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And we should head to the pool soon.
Yeah, we will continue this later, but where can my girl talk.
Where can my listeners find you?
Marcel Yates on Instagram, and that's about it.
I'll put it in the bio then.
Okay. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening, guys. Have a great night. Bye.